No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
Hi there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd. I'm not really in a camera kind of mood, so I'm just doing this with the old Spectralizer thing active if you're watching this on YouTube. And if not, you're listening to this on the podcast and you aren't really going to notice. Well, in any case, I'm going to do stuff a little different. I'm going to do a quick set of announcements. I'm actually recording this on the same day I'm going to post it, which is June 7th, 2021. So I'll do a few announcements about the community, and I want to talk... I'm going to read off some things, some reviews, and then I'm actually going to read an article that was posted by one of our no-name nerd affiliates. So I'm doing things a little different today. I'm going to mix it up a little bit. So first, what are the announcements? Well, I am pleased. And by the way, I got to note that this all relates to the topic, which is community first and company second. And I'll explain, I guess, throughout why that is today's topic and why it's something that you all should be thinking about in terms of maybe your own personal brands. But at the very least, I want to share with you some of my thoughts as to why that's an important approach for the no-name nerd. So first, the announcements are that we're going through some community staffing changes on the Discord server. And I'm very pleased to announce that Breen, who has been a very active moderator for, probably close to a year from now, is moving into a Discord admin position. And she's been a brand ambassador. She's been a very active member of the community. She was even interviewed here on the podcast. And I got to look up the episode she was interviewed for so that you can all head back and check out Breen and get to know her a little better. Although I think everybody who, oh, there we go. Episode 13, which is back on February 8th. Anybody who's been a member of the No Name Nerd community, I think is familiar with her. So check her out. And at the same time, we are very pleased to bring Mirabar on board as a new moderator on the Discord server. And Mirabar, well known for their facts of the day, has also been a great contributor to the community, and we're very happy to have them on board as a podcast or as a Discord moderator. Both great members of the community. And I think that, oh yeah, and what's the third announcement? The third announcement is that we also have a new Nerd of the Month. So we're pleased to announce the May Nerd of the Month goes back to Bankstro. So you'll remember Bankster actually won the Discord Nerd of the Month a couple weeks ago. And if you're interested in being Nerd of the Month and getting a shout out on the podcast, on all our social media, to our, we're well over 30,000 on our email list at this point. If you want a shout out on all of that, then make sure that you head to our Discord server. And all you got to do is you got to be the most active messenger on for that month, for that calendar month. Some details apply, but... go to nerdsbelonghere.com, as always, to find the links to our private Facebook group as well as to our Discord server, where a lot of this is going on. So one of the things I did recently, this is going to be my transition, one of the things I did recently is, like 2 days ago, is I decided to create a Trustpilot site. And the reason I did that, frankly, was because I know that we're a small company. I know that we are, in the scheme of things, a young company. We got some bigger and badder competitors out there. So I wanted to make sure that people knew that we are a safe place. And I don't just mean a safe place in terms of community. I mean, like we're a legitimate company, that we are somebody that you can give money to, and we're going to give you some quality products. And, you know, in the Wild West, which is the internet, that, you know, having a third party like Trustpilot is a great way of communicating that to customers or potential customers. So I send out this email, right? And I'm like, hey, peeps, out there in the Donate Nerd community, can you just leave us a review on Trustpilot? And I got to say, I was very close to move to tears by some of the comments that were left, because it just reminded me of why. I mean, frankly, like why I'm doing this. And one of the comments that I remember making last year when the community was really starting to take off is that I always wanted to make sure that this was a community first and a company second. And I mean, there are a couple of reasons for that. And I would say that the primary reason for that is this was really started out sort of with my family, and it's been part of my, you know, my relationship with my wife as we've both grown as entrepreneurs. It's, you know, been inspired by some of the things that my children have gone through and their interests. And, you know, even over the years as they've grown, it's kind of grown as part of them. And, you know, my youngest son likes to talk about himself as the nerd prince occasionally. And I've always been very motivated by this idea of trying to create a world that is better for them. And maybe that's selfish, but I've also realized that creating a world that is better for them means creating a world that is better for all kinds of people. And that to me, you know, like when I was starting out the company, there's always this question of how do you make your brand distinct? And I find myself, and I've always found myself, much more motivated by the idea of helping the world than making money, I guess. I mean, for lack of any better phrase. I mean, it doesn't really, money doesn't wake me up in the morning. I like having money. I like, you know, being able to go on vacations and buy things. I'm not saying I'm opposed to money. I'm certainly not. But it is not why I wake up in the morning. And you know, last year when we had all these great people coming on board into onto our online communities and creating this safe and welcoming space, it really was like a dream come true. And it was just kind of a reminder to me of the things that were important to me. And you know, when I was looking through the Trustpilot reviews, I just saw these statements about community coming up again and again. And there are a number of them from people who are very active in the community, but there are some there are people that I'm less familiar with, and somehow that carries even more of an impact to me because, you know, I sit here and I make these podcasts and make these videos, and you know, I type stuff up and I like try and develop these products and things like that, and there isn't always a real mechanism for me to get feedback on what that means to people. People send me emails and things like that, and that's great. And I really enjoy and I always read those. But to knowing there are so many of you no-name nerds out there, and then sometimes it's not always clear behind the microphone. And so I just want to read off to you real quick one of the comments, which is, this is a community of gamers that wants to consolidate to have real effects on the world. Led by a man, driven not by a bottom line, but by a mission to change the world. This is the type of company, community, and leadership that we need more of. And I was like, wow, that like really, I couldn't believe somebody said that about me, and I appreciate it. And I'm not sure I'm deserving of it. I mean, truth, I think the power of the community comes from people like Breen and Mirabar and Joe and Phaser and Gator and Carp and gosh, am I forgetting anybody? Like all the other very active, Queen Fizz, all the people who make the community what it is. I'm forgetting people. I don't want to forget people. Wonder Bread. There we go. I knew I was forgetting somebody. I mean, it's all these people who are working together to try and make this community an amazing place, because it takes work. And, you know, even recently we had some stuff blow up on the Facebook group, and, you know, it takes effort to move the world in a good direction. And I know that you are all committed to the same thing. And, you know, when I read these comments, I know that there is a community out there that is committed to the same thing, and I deeply and genuinely believe that dedicated people do have the power to make the world a better place. So that is a motivating thing to me in the terms of the No Name Nerd company, that the community and the company are intertwined. They are separate in some ways, but I think the community is very much the foundation of the company. That without the community, and you know, I think the brand, if you will, doesn't mean anything. And so to know that people understand that we're driven by real ideals that help to shape, or I hope are helping to shape people and other communities and just kind of move things in a positive direction is the fact that it's resonating with people just means a lot to me. Brené Brown once said that, no, Simon Sinek, I think, said that faith is actually the believing that there are people out there who are on the same team, and I'm paraphrasing, and on the same team and working towards the same mission, even though you don't know they are out there. And, you know, just looking over some of the comments, it reminds me that there are people out there with the same goals and the same ideals. And so kind of along those lines, right, as we're thinking about the role of community and company and why the community is the foundation to the company, the heart of the company, I thought I would read actually an article that was written by one of our no-name nerd affiliates, Zelda Gamer. And, you know, if you're an affiliate, you know, I come up with tasks for people to put stuff out on social media and things like that as part of our affiliate program to get rewards. And this is an interesting one because it is one that was actually tapping into the teacher in me, which is I asked people to talk about on Medium what it is to be a nerd. And I mean, you get the right. It's kind of like that homework assignment, right, where it doesn't matter what you write. You get points for participating. But actually, it's a really important question to me. And I've always enjoyed reading the articles because it relates to that question of what is the point of the no-name nerd? Well, it's about the community. And what is the point of the community? Well, again, the point of the community is bring together people who might feel marginalized in other places, to give them a place where they feel belong, to give them a place where they feel comfortable sharing nerdy ideas or nerdy thoughts, and where they can feel welcome and accepted there. And, you know, we don't always have to agree, but disagreeing is different than, I think, judging people negatively. And I just was reminded of that as I looked things over and had some opportunity to reflect on the role of community in the No Name Nerd company. So this is, I'm going to read this off here. It is What It Means to Be a Nerd by Zelda Gamer. And of course, I'll have the link and things in the podcast notes. So what makes nerds nerds? And why are we such a beautiful community of people with our own language? The Webster Dictionary defines nerds as an unstylish, unattractive, or socially inept person, especially one slavishly devoted to intellectual or academic pursuits. Personally, being a nerd to me is so much more. It is someone who knows a lot about a topic they are passionate about, one that can give positive debate, get into positive debates about those topics. They may not be as socially active as others, but they often have their own family of friends they surround themselves with that they are comfortable around, often that involves other nerds. Nerds used to be shamed, and the image some get is a person with taped glasses, putting together a PC or reading. That is the stereotype, but being a nerd is nothing to be ashamed of. It is a celebration. Most nerds are picked on, bullied, ridiculed, judged, and much more. But nerds are willing to raise their swords high and scream out a puny battle cry and bounce back. Usually it takes a community to support them and an interest to unite them. This is what one community I found that commits to this fact is No Name Nerd, a community that unites nerds of all passions and interests into one community, no matter what area of nerdiness they come from. Here's an example. You probably know of D&D, or heard of it at least. Recent rise in shows, video games, social media, TV, and stars are all showing off their nerdiness to the world. It is amazing how nerds who don't know each other, have never met, have one thing in common, and are able to form friendships out of nothing. You can get into a conversation about the possibilities of what's to come in popular shows, discuss characters of a show or a game for hours, and soon you've spent the past 3 hours talking about the wizard Drow Elf in your D&D campaign. In my experience, I've tried to have conversations with non-nerds before. They are often confused when I start trying to explain the difference between wisdom and intelligence, or when I start talking about my level 100 Persian with maxed stats. But I meet other nerds at cons in the homeland of nerds, and we end up having a friendly debate about how the generations of Pokemon are different, and what could be improved and what failed. Nerds have a language we all speak. We are able to talk about our passions for hours and never be bored, get excited about what others consider mundane or boring. Like talking about the stats and moves of a card game that consists of pieces of cardboard with fantasy pictures drawn on them. The question arises, why do you waste time on games and things that don't exist? Well, dear friend, we love the imagination. The rush when your character casts a spell and you have 1/5th level spell slot. This is the boss battle, the end of the campaign, the TPK, and you are the last character alive. With 12 hit points to spare, your party lay in blood around you. You have to roll high to get this hit. If it hits, the damage of your spell will kill the boss for sure, and it all comes down to this one dice. You take a deep breath, your D20 from that dice set you bought at that one Comic-Con 2 years ago hits the tray. The world goes into slow motion, the party goes silent as the druid player loudly exclaims, "I can't watch!" As the D20 spins on the soft felt of your custom $50 dice tray, the melancholy but intense medieval battle music rings in the distance of your headset. The die stops rolling nervously as you look at your D20, your heartbeat beating through your chest. It's a natural 20. Confirming a critical hit, your drow elf wizard is still revered years later by the party as the player that beat the campaign. Being a nerd is a gift and a passion as it is. It is much more than someone who is studious or socially different. It is something we all use as a language to communicate and be comfortable around others with. We look up to other nerds. A nerdy hero I look up to is Matthew Mercer. I have watched all the Between the Sheets of the cast, and I can relate to them the most. I can see myself in his shoes, and I know how he felt. The fact he was willing to open up about being that the name that is Matthew Mercer, dungeon master and popular voice actor known across the world, open up about the struggles of being a nerd gives me hope that we are able to overcome obstacles and become true to ourselves. No matter what you are and what you may be, become, the world is better with people who are passionate and driven. Nerds possess power in their own way, and how we express that is through our interests and are unafraid to be ourselves. To all you nerds out there, thank you for being yourself. Zelda Gamer. So I thought it was maybe apt in this discussion about community and the company to use the words of somebody from the company to sort of, I think, express very well part of the why for me in terms of why I think it's important that the No Name Nerd is not just a company, but in fact is primarily a community, because I think there is, as Zelda Gamer notes, a real strength in that community. And I think that the powers that nerds have, the intellectual powers, the creative powers, the technical powers, the power of their imagination, gosh, I mean, the power to communicate with people who are perhaps hard to communicate with. I mean, these are things that our world needs. These are things that we have in short supply. These are things that should not be stigmatized. These are things that should be cultivated, and cultivated not just among nerds, but I think cultivated in all people. Because, I mean, in what way are we going to be hurt if we are more open, if we are more intelligent, if we are more communicative, if we're coming together as a community? I mean, the truth is, and I will digress into my own nerdiness, that social interaction is a huge predictor of mental health. Social interaction is a predictor of physical health. Your well-being hinges upon your ability to connect with other people. But you know what? Connect with other people doesn't mean you have to have a long laundry list of friends or be going out to parties every weekend. It just means you have to have some people that you have some connection with. And I got to offer up to on top of that, developing connections with people who are unlike yourself is a very powerful thing in itself. Being able to connect with people from diverse backgrounds and diverse experiences will help feed your creativity and open your mind in powerful, powerful ways. And that's one of the reasons that we've worked really hard to make sure that the community isn't just a community of nerds, but it's a community of all types of nerds. Because I got to say that I genuinely believe there are nerdy elements out there in everybody, that this is not a niche, this is not a small group, that I think this is something that impacts everybody. So I want to thank Zelda Gamer for that wonderful essay, which, again, I will invite all of you to read. I want to, congratulate Breen on becoming a Discord admin. I want to congratulate Mirabar for joining the team. I want to congratulate Bankstro for, again, winning our Nerd of the Month. And I want to encourage all of you. Oh, and one final thanks. I want to thank everybody for those wonderful reviews on the Trustpilot. I've been working hard this morning to actually reply to every single one of them, because I've read every single one of them and I appreciate them. And it, you know, means a lot to me that you guys are willing to put yourself out there and not just be a part of our community, but speak out and help promote it and get other people here. And as always, you can find us at nerdsbelonghere.com. So please join our private Facebook group. Please join our Discord server and, you know, help us get the word out there, because I believe we're making a difference. And, you know, you can help us make that difference as well. Thank you. So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.